Brian Roberts. The World Health Organization's top emergencies expert said Friday it was sad to see the number of COVID-19 cases rising again in Europe, which is now reporting more cases than India, Brazil, or the United States. The WHO says governments must take action, decisive action, to shut down transmission of the virus. Mike Ryan told a news briefing in Geneva, quote, "There are no new answers. We know what to do," end quote, adding that Europe must be very careful with mass gatherings. Canadian health officials said Friday authorities need to immediately adopt a stronger response to tackle a second wave of the coronavirus that is sweeping across most of that country. The officials released projections showing short-term forecasts suggested growth in new cases would continue to accelerate. Chancellor Angela Merkel said she and mayors from Germany's 11 largest cities agreed Friday to adopt stricter anti-coronavirus measures if infections exceeded a threshold of 50 cases per 100,000 population in a week. Restrictions could include stricter rules on mask wearing, private gatherings, and on buying alcohol, Merkel said, adding her top priority was to avoid shutting down the economy and society again as in the spring. Poland's health ministry says the country has reported a record daily rise in coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day Friday as they ready for a renewal of some restrictions starting Saturday. Wearing masks outside will be required across the country, and a tightening of measures in schools is also expected to be announced. China will purchase COVID-19 vaccines for 1% of its population, about 15 million people, via a global plan backed by the World Health Organization, the foreign ministry said Friday. China has at least four experimental vaccines in final stages of clinical trials. This is VOA News. The European Union plans to add more Belarus officials to the list of 40 individuals on whom it has imposed sanctions. They come because of the August 9th election the West says was rigged and a violent clampdown on protests that followed the poll. A meeting of the bloc's foreign ministers is scheduled for Monday. An EU official said they will have an announcement that they're working on more people to be sanctioned. Those facing travel bans and asset freezes on the sanctions list published last week include Belarus's interior minister and the election commission chief. Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to participate in Moscow-mediated talks to end the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry said Friday, as deadly clashes over the breakaway Azerbaijani region continued overnight Thursday. Foreign ministers of both countries accepted Russian President Vladimir Putin's invitation to meet for the first negotiations since fighting erupted September 27. Friday, Pakistan blocked social media app TikTok for failing to filter out, quote, immoral and indecent, end quote, content, the country's telecommunication authority said in a statement. The statement added, quote, in view of a number of complaints from different segments of the society against immoral and indecent content on the video sharing application TikTok, Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, PTA, has issued restrictions for blocking of the application, end quote. The Nobel Committee announced the Peace Nobel Award for 2020 goes to the United Nations' World Food Program. The Deputy Executive Director of the agency, Amir Abdullah, got emotional while talking about his pride in the organization for its efforts in fighting hunger in regions of conflict and hardship around the world.
Always we've been there at a time of war, providing relief and assistance. We've been there at the time of peace to help them with the recovery and building. And I think probably right now, today, the world needed some good news.
Norway's 83-year-old King Harald V has undergone an operation to replace a heart valve at the main hospital in Oslo. The palace said it was successful and his condition after the surgery was described as good. The king was awake with the use of local anesthesia during the operation that was performed via the groin. The world's second-ranked men's tennis player, Rafael Nadal, moved within one win of a record-equaling 20th Grand Slam title by reaching the French Open final Friday with a comfortable victory over Diego Schwartzman. A victory Sunday for the Spaniard again will tie him with Roger Federer's men's singles record of 20 major titles. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.